Seamus Hickey, Seamus, I suppose the we've saw the we saw the findings, and it's quite a detailed report. I suppose, Seamus, what do you think are the findings that stand out and the findings that are critical that they're addressed, I suppose, going forward for the good of the game?
I suppose there's a number of critical findings in the SRI report. I suppose that first and foremost is the motivation behind such a report between I suppose the Kelly Player Association and the GAA was to document this, to actually make it a kind of an evidence-based discussion on sustainability of our game going forward. I suppose up to now we've primarily kind of armed with anecdotal evidence, and yes, we're aware that players have to commit a huge amount of their lives to play in club sport, but this report has kind of enabled us to say, like, how much of their lives do they commit, how do they, in what ways do they have to, I suppose, to prepare, and to, I suppose, what takes up the vast majority of their commitment to the county sport. So the high-level takeaways that we were particularly, I suppose, be focusing on in the... That a player is committing to for I suppose for their commitment to teams. Now, the geographical circumstances and college attendance are the counties that they represent with respect to the others, but it probably does highlight the need to take a look at adaptive training environments where we can actually try and facilitate players where they live rather than actually have the vast amount of time that is in the report that players say they commit to travelling up and down the road to their own county. So that can involve a whole lot of different measures, whether it's college led training on Fridays, whether it's compared to during the week, when they're normally be home for the weekend anyway. Small things like that are in existence, but we'll have to look at systematically, how do we improve that commitment, that time commitment that players are removing from other facets of their lives? I suppose when you look at some of the other findings, then we really have to focus on the two extremes of the age profile of the players playing our game. When you've got the guys in the bracket of 20 to 24, you're looking at over 68% of them are representing four or more teams, and that number of teams being represented can be anything up to six or seven between club, county, and the different age grades. So that's something I suppose that will have to garner attention, because it's an age group that has been increasingly relied on in inter-county setup. And if you continue to increase the pressure on that age group, the consequences are a higher dropout rate from participation, and other knock-on effects, obviously, on the players' personal health and mental well-being. So these are the kind of things that we can dig out of the report that I suppose we can actually address in terms of how GAA and ourselves together, if there's such a work together, to actually put some guidelines and some regulation around repairing teams so that players have the best quality outside of the game, and yet can still continue to play at the highest possible level that inter-county sport requires. So it is quite a detailed report looking at a huge number of different levels of the inter-county game, from the players engaging with their own club right the way down then to the older age group of players and their commitments to their careers and the impact on their careers. The primary reason given by players surveyed for leaving the game wasn't the high demands of the report, contrary to what some people would believe, but the main reason that guys actually retire from inter-county sport is the need to commit more time to the other facets of their life, primarily their professional career. So the fact that we have an amateur game, the reality is that the priority has to be the providing a living for themselves and their family, for our players. So it was
Is there
So
a danger,
it was
Seamus,
an interesting finding.
is there a danger that the game is losing out on guys who are coming to, let's say, 28, 29, 30, and who still have a hell of a lot to offer on field and to their counties? Is there a danger that it's becoming an almost a game for guys who are in college and up to their mid-20s?
Yeah, it, the report suggests that, yes. It would be one of the key concerns coming out of it that we are losing, that was the later age groups of between 29 and mid-30s. So, what that again then implies is that you'll have to rely on a younger cohort of players who are already proven to be, overcommitted from the report. So it creates an actual a kind of a knock-on effect that would be, not in the best interest for a game.
Yeah, I suppose is there also the kind of if you look at the American model where it's kind of pro sports or no sports, and there is very it is important too that especially at the elite end of guys when they're coming out of colleges that if they don't make a county panel that these guys still play with their clubs, that you keep them involved with their clubs and that they keep that commitment going. That's important too.
Hugely important, and I suppose the key thing that I always try to remind people is that inter-county players are all registered members of their club, their home club, most of the time. And when the inter-county season, regardless of when it ends, inter-county players, every single one of them return to their club to play, and their clubs depend on them. So it's essential that we create a sustainable game across the board. We look at other sports, and for example, the example you gave us of, pro sport or no sport in the States, our games in the GAA are uniquely Irish. They're our heritage, and it's something that, it came through very strongly. The motivation for players to play inter-county sports, despite the high demand, remains the same. It is their love of representing their, where they're from, and the pride of wearing the jersey. And that motivation is pure, and it's unique to Irish sport. And if you want to protect that and sustain that, you actually have to actively protect it. And, to actively protect that is to protect the amateur status, if that's what we choose to do, or if we choose a different route, how do we maintain and, even highlight the core grassroots of the game in the club championship and give them their rightful place in the sporting calendar. So these are all things that in the wake of the report need to be addressed and discussed.
And socioeconomic factors also play a role. I mean, guys who are traveling distances to work and then have to turn around from wherever they are and go back to training, and that all adds up as well. And you see the bigger hubs, the likes of a Cork or a Dublin, where it's easier to get work. It's kind of slightly slanted through no fault of their own in their favour as well, with regards to the amount of time players spend in cars traveling up and down.
Correct, and I suppose it's something that we've addressed in the last negotiations, was to increase the mileage rate to actually adequately, I suppose, recompensate money and expense incurred from being inter-county players, and obviously then with the introduction of food allowance to help at the cost of food preparation, which has obviously increased with the advent of nutritionists in the inter-county game. So, while we've taken measures to try and address that economic element of it, doesn't fully address it and can't fully address it when we're talking about the cost of a person's time. You're talking about the travel, long distances, training from like you say, the large urban areas in Cork and Dublin. What you're missing out on is rest when you're putting your body through the rigors of high performance sports. One of the critical and most important parts is both sleep and recovery, and that's something Eamish Kelly in the report highlighted as being probably less people are less aware of than they should be, is the actual impact of sleep on recovery, and the fact that chronic players are giving up so much of it in some cases, but by the distance that they're traveling.